This is important one that I think is necessary for us to go into. I got to change that. Hold on. Don't I got something? I got something for that. We're going to switch that before we get to it. Let's go with this one. So in 2023, and I got to bring not necessarily the city of Detroit to the front of the congregation, but this is a story that is based in Detroit. So I guess you could say I got to bring Detroit to the front of the congregation. In 2023, it was a huge deal about a Detroit neurosurgeon being murdered in his own home. And he lived in a phenomenal home. And the home is huge and it's a mansion and it was awesome. And he actually lived within the city. A lot of people are not even familiar with the fact that Detroit has multi-million dollar mansions within the city. And so this white man, neurosurgeon, largely thought to be single and married, or unmarried and single, was murdered, and the community was broken. And the national news started to pick it up, and they said, oh my God, what's happening? No way that one of the most prestigious people inside of the city that moved into the city, that lives, work, and play in the city, that makes a lot of money and continues to pay his taxes within the city. No way that this man was murdered. It had to be an inside job. He must have owed somebody money. He had a gambling problem. It turns out that he just so happened to be in a relationship with this young man right here. Just so happened to be in a relationship with this young man right here, this young man that got these tattoos on his face and his teardrops. I said, no way, Jose. I believe that people should be able to do whatever it is that they want to do inside of their own home, as long as it's not hurting kids and they're not hurting nobody, they're not putting no hands on nobody. I'm cool with you deciding that you want to be a top, a bottom, whatever. Whatever you want to do. But I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting for a neurosurgeon to be doing what they doing with who they doing it with. Let's get into it. They just now announcing charges.
Have all of the details for you. Hi there, and welcome to the Daily Plus Live. I'm Christy McDonald. So glad that you're with us here on this Wednesday afternoon as we get you caught up on all the big stories of the day. Two things we are watching: not only that news out of the University of Michigan, but also a pretty big break in a Detroit murder investigation that has made headlines over the last year. You will remember Dr. Devin Hoover, a neurosurgeon from Ascension Hospital, who was found murdered in the attic of his Boston Edison home in Detroit. This happened back in
Boston Edison, for those of you that don't know, has some very massive, beautifully architectural gems inside of the city. And so this is a neighborhood that is one of the most prestigious neighborhoods, Sherwood Forest, Boston Edison District. It is one of the neighborhoods that has some of the most beautiful homes. Albert Kahn, a known architectural master marvel, designed a lot of the homes that's in the Boston Edison District. And so he got killed in his own home.
April of 2023. Well, today, the Wayne County prosecutor, Kim Worthy, announced that they are charging this man with first-degree murder, Desmond Burks, their original person of interest in this case. They say that Burks had an intimate relationship with Hoover and was found in possession of his cell phone, pricey watches, and car in the days after the murder.
Subsequent investigation revealed that the...
Shout out to Kim Worthy, Wayne County prosecutor. I recently ran into her and I was speaking with her. We're actually setting up some things because I want to better understand Kamala Harris. And so I spoke with her in person. And so she said that she was going to be coming on the show. I think that I'm going to make that a Patreon exclusive. I don't know if I should put that on, if we should live stream that from the Millionaire Morning Show or what, but she did agree to come on the show. And so shout out to Kim Worthy. I appreciate you for accepting my request to come on the show. Thank you. Let me get into it.
Victim's cell phone, his wallet, his money, his financial transaction devices, credit cards, and designer watches were missing from the home. The investigation revealed that almost immediately following his murder, multiple fraudulent financial transactions were made from Dr. Hoover's various bank accounts. These transactions spawned for several days after that discovery. An analysis of the victims of Dr. Hoover's cell phone records revealed that Dr. Hoover had approximately 4,000 communications with a number attributed to a Desmond Burks.
Listen. Apparently, black women don't just like these dusty dusties. White men are into them too. If we just gonna get straight to it, if we gonna get to the thick of things, no pun intended. It's not. I see why it could be profitable, or why these guys have so many children out here in these streets. Because it's not just black women that like dusties. It's also white women and white men. They love a guy with a tattoo on his neck or tattoo or a teardrop on their face. They love him. 4,000 communications.
Who resided at 9924 Sussex Street in the city of Detroit. The text messages established that Desmond Burks and Dr. Hoover were in an intimate relationship with one another, and that on occasion, Desmond Burks would charge Dr. Hoover for these sexual services.
Gotta walk that one off, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta walk that one off. Do a couple jumping jacks, do a sprint, get it out your system. Walk that one off. Walk it off. Now walk it out. Well, walk it out. Well, walk it out. Well, walk. No. Not having a sugar daddy. Not being a sugar baby. Not being a sugar baby. Oh no. Woof. Sure, being a sugar baby with a thug? A sugar daddy to a thug? That's crazy work. That's crazy work. But we gotta dig into it, no pun intended.
The investigation of this case was further complicated by the fact that many witnesses were extremely reluctant to come forward to share sensitive and personal information. The analysis also indicates that the day Dr. Hoover was murdered.
Look at that. Look at this snow hair. Look at this snow hair right here. There's no reason why this snow hair in any way, shape or form should have been dealing with a dusty dusty. No way that he should have had a sugar baby that was a grown man that had tattoos on his neck and just so happened to have a receding hairline.
Dr. Hoover's cell phone traveled from his West Boston Boulevard address to the area of Desmond Burks' address on Sussex. Dr. Hoover's phone...
He was on Sussex? Nah, hold on. Don't tell me you was over there on Sussex. Y'all know what Sussex is? Now, I know Sussex, the street itself, actually runs pretty far. It runs pretty far. But if he was on a Sussex that I know, ain't no way. You was dealing with a dude that stayed on Sussex, a neurosurgeon... was dealing with a guy on... No way, no how. I'm not going for it. I don't believe it. I got to figure out where he was at. We got to figure it out, y'all. So we got to do a little bit of investigative work. Bear with me right now. So we got to find out what's happening on Sussex. This is live. This is what we do. So this is Sussex. This is over by Puritan. All right. So I know about Sussex over by Puritan, over near Greenfield. This is in between Puritan and 6 Mile. So 6 Mile is often called McNichols, and this is on the west side of Detroit. All right. This is the west side of Detroit. This is it right here, guys. This is where he was. This is where he was hanging at. This is where he wanted to be. See if we can get some better understanding of where he was hanging at. So a neurosurgeon was over here. Homie went back home. Come on, big dog. Which is actually a decent neighborhood. Dealing with a pookie pookie in real life. That's crazy.
Appears to return to West Boston for a short period and then travels back to the area of Desmond Burke's residence on Sussex again before traveling to Fairlane Mall in Dearborn. Dr. Hoover's cell phone never returns back to his residence on West Boston. Numerous pieces of corroborating evidence place Dr. Hoover's cell phone in the same location as Desmond Burke's. The evidence includes, but certainly is not limited to what I'm about to say. Dr. Hoover's cell phone detail records, Google account search forms, search warrant returns, Desmond Burke's cellular phone detail records, Range Rover geolocation data, Project Greenlight video, 9901 Coyle Street video.
9901 Coyle Street video? What is 9901 Coyle Street video? Coyle Street. Oh, that's a house. Oh, you was at the bando, big dog? No, you wasn't at the bando. Is that where he was hanging at? Oh, don't be at the bando, bro. 9901 Coyle is a bando. Maps. Coyle. This dude is at the bando. Don't be at the bando, big dog. They blocking out the address and every. Nah, dog, don't be over here, man. He was at the bando? That's not a good look, big dog. You can't be going to look for men over there, bro. That's not good. This is not where it's at, bro. Jesus. Not over there. All right. Let's continue to get to the story. We got to get this over with.
And Golden Fantasy Jewelry Store video surveillance.
So you watched that press conference live here on Local 4 Plus a little bit earlier on this morning. I think what is so baffling about this as we were listening to this is Desmond Burke's is already...
A bando is an abandoned house. That's what a bando is.
In custody for second-degree murder in an entirely different case. As you see, Sean Lay, he was at the press conference. He joins me now live. And Sean, I know that these two cases are not connected, but I can't help but wonder about the reaction from the family in the road rage case that happened just in April with a guy, Burks, that was already a person of interest in another murder.
Christy, almost a year to the day of the Devon Hoover homicide. There's a road rage incident up on the west side involving this guy, Desmond Burks. He was 33 at the time. An 87-year-old man bumps into him, rear-ends him with his car. Both get out. Burks is charged with hitting him. The guy falls to the pavement. He's found in the middle of the street, and he dies later. So he's behind me right now at the Wayne County Jail, charged with that. However, he was under surveillance almost from the very hours Dr. Devon Hoover was missing. His family called in a welfare check. This is back in April 23rd, 2023, up in Boston Edison. They found the doctor's body, and almost, I was told by sources, immediately they had a suspect, a person of interest. It ends up being Desmond Burks, and he was under surveillance all this time. So why wasn't he was held, Christy, and then he was released pending further investigation. Now, Kim Worthy laid out how much investigation there was. Several countries, several states, 181 pages of documents in the investigative report. Video. But it boils down to that Kim Worthy and Chief White said Dr. Hoover's credit cards were used almost immediately following Dr. Hoover's homicide. And investigators are good at this. They caught up with green light camera video, whipping up a suspect, ended up being Desmond Burks, but let him go and said he was not a threat to the community because he had this personal relationship with the doctor. And then there's a road rage incident, and the two are not connected, of course, but I suppose you can. I was just talking to police about it. You can't surveil a person every minute of the day, and it was a freak situation with the road rage incident. Now, Chief White was walking out of here after the news conference and said, Chief, hang on, let me get accurate on this. I'll just make sure we have all this straight. He said, basically, hey, circle back to my public information people. I did, and they said one has nothing to do with the other, and Kim Worthy wanted more evidence on Burks to charge him with the doctor's murder, and while that was being gathered, a road rage incident, he killed an 87-year-old man named Saleh.
Jesus.
Christy, if you follow that, it's a lot. But that's what they're laying out here for us today. And we didn't see that coming. We've covered the case about the road rage incident, and we knew about Dr. Hoover's homicide and that there was a person of interest. I was told the prosecutor's waiting for a handgun, the murder weapon, before they charged.
Let me show y'all what the difference is of what he was dealing with. So I'm going to show you the Boston Edison District that's in Detroit specifically, right? Because it's literally a tale between two worlds. So this is the Boston Edison District where the doctor lives, right? And obviously this is a neighborhood. So you can see a house as soon as you enter into the neighborhood. You can see the Boston Edison sign over there. And immediately, and this is probably old, so this is July 2022. So immediately you see this big old house on the right-hand side. And if you go down the street, this is the next house as soon as you enter into Boston Edison District. So these are some of the homes inside of the Boston Edison District where Hill Harper lives, where the neurosurgeon lives. You know, it's a lot of prestigious people that lives inside of the city. They live in this neighborhood. So to have this man actually be in a relationship with a pookie, and then the pookie lives in the hood and he got tattoos on his face and his neurosurgeon. Where did he meet this guy? You see what I'm saying? So it's an interesting take. I thought that I wanted to show, you know, I had to share this with you guys because I was going to review it anyway. So I figured I might as well review it live and then we can have a conversation with it. All right.